So it is. I've heard that those who live in Vrindavan Dham, they are living in the lap of Lord Krishna. Can you comment on this? There are in this world certain places which are special. So, just as Krishna can manifest in a particular form, and that is not just as when he descends in the spiritual, from the spiritual, but he can manifest as a deity also. So, like that, the deity is also called, not some, usually called Archa Vigraha. In the Sri Vaishnava tradition, it is also called as Archa Avatar. So, it is the worshipable descent, incarnation of the Lord who has descended. So, like that, there are various ways in which the Lord manifests. One is as the worshipable form. So, the sacred days, say for example, Janmashtami, this is Krishna's transcendental potency manifesting through time. The time on this day is spiritualized. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the 13th chapter, in Krishna's Gaudiya Goswami starts a description of Gaur Purnima. He starts with a beautiful verse. He says, I offer obeisances. Now, normally you would think he'll offer obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. But he says, I offer obeisances to that day on which Lord Chaitanya appeared. So, even that day is sacred. So, I offer obeisances to that day. So, like that, there can be descent of Krishna in time. And then that day becomes, that time becomes sanctified. So, like that, whereas there are places in this world also. So, the area of that place becomes sanctified because Krishna manifested over there. So, certainly, Vrindavan is filled with tremendous spiritual potency. And that spiritual potency can be tapped by those who have the fortune of living there. So, definitely, Vrindavan is very potent. At the same time, that potency also has to be tapped properly. That means, spiritual advancement is not so much a matter of location as a matter of disposition. No, where we are is not as important as where we are looking, where our heart is directed. So, somebody can live in Vrindavan, but if that person has materialistic consciousness, then in Vrindavan also, one can actually stay materially entangled. In fact, one can become more materially entangled because it's a very sacred place. And if one does wrong activities there, it can lead to karmic bondage also. It can lead to severe karmic reactions. So, the point is that that particular location, if we go there, if we purify ourselves by going there, it's very good. But when we stay there habitually, it's a normal human tendency that that with which we become familiar, familiarity breeds contempt. So often we people tend to forget that this is a special place and I have come here for a special purpose. And then if that purpose is forgotten, then often the spiritual advancement may not happen so much. So, there are many people who live in Vrindavan who are completely materialistic. And because of them, the spiritual potency of Vrindavan is often not so easily manifested. And so, when people go to Vrindavan, yes, there are spiritually vibrant places. We can tap the spiritual potency. But it is not so easy to maintain that consciousness constantly without the association of those who are striving to maintain that consciousness. So the Bhagavatam says that Janeshu Abhigyeshu Saiva Gokharaha. It says, Tirtha Buddhi Salile Na Karche Janeshu Abhigyeshu Saiva Gokharaha. It says that those who go to a holy place and they think that the holiness of that place lies only in that place. Say for example, they think it lies in the river of that place. And they think the purpose of going to the holy place is to bathe in the river. Then it says, these are unintelligent people. It says it's like a karaha, it's like a donkey. So why a donkey? It says the donkey may go to a holy place, any place, it doesn't make any difference. So this is the donkeys in material consciousness, bodily consciousness. These people also have a very external consciousness, Bhagavatam says. So the point is, the holiness of the holy place, we cannot perceive it ourselves. We may just intellectually conceive it, but if you are there for a long time, then we'll forget it. So if we associate with holy people who are striving to remember that holy purpose and are trying to pursue that holy purpose, then that is what helps us to spiritually benefit from the place of Vrindavan. That's why it's important, even if we go to Vrindavan, we associate with devotees there. And in the association of devotees, we can spiritually experience the potency of Vrindavan. And by Krishna's mercy, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, that association of devotees is available for us not just in Vrindavan, but is available in temples all over the world. Srila Prabhupada would say, my temples are in Vaikuntha. What that means is that the same spiritual purpose of the spiritual abode of the Lord, that is manifested wherever devotees congregate for glorifying the Lord. So we need to always keep the purpose in mind. So yes, if somebody is very inspired to go to Vrindavan and somebody feels that by going to Vrindavan I can exclusively focus on spiritual life, that aspiration is very good. But whether the actualization will happen by going to Vrindavan, that has to be carefully considered. Because even if we go to Vrindavan, we need to have spiritual association, we should be able to keep the spiritual purpose in mind. And it's not that Krishna's lap is limited only to a particular place. A devotee can be in shelter of Krishna wherever the devotee is. The Bhavita in 12.19 says that Aniketah sthirmatir bhaktiman yasame priya. Aniketah, my devotee has no particular abode, but sthirmatir. That devotee's consciousness is fixed in me. His consciousness has a home in me. So now, when Srila Prabhupada was preparing for his mission to go to the west to preach, then many of the residents of Vrindavan, when they're thinking, you're an elderly person, old people come to Vrindavan to leave their body in Vrindavan, and you are thinking of leaving Vrindavan. So, now to an external vision, Prabhupada left Vrindavan at the age of 79. But from the inner vision, Prabhupada did not leave Vrindavan. Prabhupada carried Vrindavan with him. He carried Vrindavan with him and he manifested Vrindavan wherever he went. So, associating with devotees who are serious about the spiritual purpose of life and living with them, Tandera Charana Sei Bhakta Sandiva. Narutunda Thakur says, my aspiration is, I want to serve your lotus feet by associating with those and living with those who are serving your lotus feet. So that should be the primary focus. So we can experience the shelter of Krishna, we can be in the lap of Krishna, if we are in the association of devotees who are seriously striving to love and serve Krishna. And that can happen in Vrindavan, that can happen in any other place where there is spiritual association of devotees. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes.